Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Thanks so much for staying with us as we speak all things money. Now, Black Friday is coming up and there's about 30 billion rand in Black Friday sales. But it seems as though people living in South Africa may not be so keen or so hyped up about it. Let's speak to Matabo Sikonyana, marketing specialist. Matabo, thanks so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. Just take us through what Black Friday is, when is it happening, and its history in South Africa.
Thank you so much for having me. Really excited to be on the show. I think Black Friday has been a sort of stalwart in South African retail markets, especially for consumers thinking about discounts going into the festive season and going into that January period of, you know, back to school.
Mm.
The difference now, of course, is the way that consumers and businesses have begun approaching Black Friday in the last 5 to 10 years, where consumers now have, I would say, sort of a discount fatigue, where I remember there was a time when people would be so excited they'd be taking leave on that last Friday of November to kind of catch those sales.
Mm.
But as retailers have kind of gotten into a sort of discount loop, consumers have also started to see through some of the more nefarious tactics.
Okay. I mean, it's one of those things that feels like, you know, people were complaining about Halloween the last weekend. Like, yeah, these things are so American. We don't want these things here. But it's something that's we've imported and now come to live with. Do we have those kind of really good deals, or is there a bit of malfeasance on the part of retailers who say, oh no, we've discounted it by 20 or 40% and people go back and check and it's actually just the same price, sometimes even more?
You know, I think that's where you've hit the nail exactly on the head, and that's that malfeasance, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think about 5 years ago is where we started to see a lot of discernment on the consumer's part, where, like you said, retailers would be dropping the price for the day, but it's actually the price that they had a month ago, for example. Mm. But now we're seeing the consumer going as far as getting price tracking apps, going through comparisons,
mm-hmm.
really planning and thwarting almost retailers' plans, right? On top of that kind of thwarting of the retailers' plans, the consumer of today is still shopping during Black Friday, is still very price conscious, but that doesn't mean that they're going to spend their business with you. We are seeing a very values-driven consumer that does punish retailers for that kind of bad ethics or malpractice.
Yes. And so what I've seen here is that 30 billion rand was spent across Absa, Standard Bank and FNB alone. I'm not sure where that statistic is coming from, but that's one of the reported numbers. That sounds like a massive amount of money.
It really is. I mean, that's from 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time, that's where we saw an actual index that is tracking Black Friday spending.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're seeing as well out in the entire festive season is that 30% of festive season money in retailers' pockets is coming during that Black Friday to Cyber Monday period.
Mm-hmm.
And even for brick and mortar consumers who are going into store, we've seen over the last 5 years almost double digit growth. So people are still shopping. I think it's more just a difference in where and why they are shopping and where they're finding that the discounts are actually bringing value.
Mm-hmm. I like that you saying that simplicity is also playing a role. So people are not just saying, you know, I always go shop at X store, I'm going to go to X store. People are, I think there's so much noise in the country that perhaps people are looking for the simplest thing, the most no-nonsense thing, and retailers can also cash in on that if they act ethically or in a straightforward way.
I think as well, it's sort of going back to the fundamentals of what good marketing and good sales tactics are, right? And that is giving the consumer what they believe is a deal, right? But obviously, we now have things like AI, things like personalization and ability to really be smart about how we target and how we re-engage with the customer. And it's things like those loyalty programs. It's things like knowing what is usually in your customer's basket of goods, being able to see that the customer started looking at, for example, baby clothes. And being able to, when it comes to Black Friday, target them with those strollers at a cheaper price. It is about taking less of a spray and pray approach and more about giving the customer of today what they want, which is personalization, convenience, and of course, price.
Mm-hmm. And you've said that people want genuine, purposeful, and aligned with how consumers are living. That's what the South African consumer wants, and if they have that, they are going to be spending, maybe even breaking the 30 billion rand record.
100%. I think that we know that this is a very tough economy right now. I think it has been difficult on South Africans' pockets, but we do still know that the economy is still working. People are still spending money. But it is only the retailers that do this right and do the discount period correctly that will win customers' share of wallet.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. Just taking us through the Black Friday thoughts. Before we go, Matabo, can you just tell us, if you're a consumer listening, planning to get into that mix, what do you need to think about?
I think the first thing as a consumer is download the price tracking apps. Okay. Look at your price comparisons. Don't just take what you see on the sticker. That's number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, I think, is also that planning ahead aspect. Luckily, we're seeing that the consumer today isn't just excited by the discounts, but is also motivated by what they actually need. Something simple like putting together a list of the things that you're looking for and then going and looking at the different shops, whether online or in bricks and mortar, to make sure that you are clear on what you want and that you're actually getting what the shop says you're getting.
Okay. Matabo Sekonyana, marketing specialist, joining us on Kaya Biz to just share her insight into how both consumers and retailers should think in order to cash in on Black Friday. It's time for a short break. When we come back, we're going to be speaking about those international online companies and how they're just gobbling up the clothing market in South Africa. Do stay with us on Kaya Biz and let us know if you're using the Sheins, the Temus, and why.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.